Chapter 11. Sarah's Paintings. Suddenly, Clive's phone rang. It was an artist from London.
What? The paintings aren't ready yet!
Clive shouted angrily.
But the exhibition is next week! You never have anything ready on time!
He switched off the phone.
Some artists are so unreliable, he said to his wife. They never keep their promises.
Suddenly, Mary smelt smoke. Is something burning? She said. Let's look upstairs. They ran up the stairs to Brian's room. The cupboard door was open and they saw the secret passage in it.
The secret passage, said Mary. So it's here. My mother once told me about it, but I could never find it.
They ran into the passage and found Brian and Sarah in the room at the end of it.
Are you okay? Asked Mary. Why do you disappear to this place, Aunt Sarah? And what's that smell? What happened? Did you start another fire?
Brian tried to calm his mother.
It's okay, Mum, he said. There's no fire anymore.
Then Clive noticed the paintings.
Who did these?
He asked Sarah.
The artist's name isn't on them.
They're Aunt Sarah's, Brian said. She painted them.
Really?
Said Clive, amazed.
They're good. Very good. You're a real artist, Aunt Sarah.
Mary looked at a painting of a young girl with a yellow dress and a flower in her hair. She couldn't believe it.
That's me when I was a child, she said, surprised. I didn't know you could paint, Aunt Sarah. Do you want to sell some of your paintings? Clive can put them in his exhibition.
Can I make enough money to repair the house? Asked Aunt Sarah.
I don't think so, said Clive, but we can try.
The family left the smoky room through another passage. It ended in another cupboard at the back of the hall. Cragley House was certainly a very interesting place. On Saturday morning, the Parkers were ready to meet Jimmy and go to Puck Fair. They took the ferry to the harbour on the mainland. Jimmy was waiting for them with his horse and cart to take them to Killorglin. There were a lot of cars on the road. They were all going to Puck Fair. It was obviously a very popular event. At the fair, there were horse rides, games and concerts. People were selling food, clothes and souvenirs. While Clive was sitting at a table drinking a glass of beer, Mary went to look at the souvenirs. She found a box full of miniature figures and tried to find one for her bracelet, but none of them were the right size. Brian went on a horse ride around the village. When he returned, there was a lot of excitement. It was time to put the crown on the Goat King of Killorglin. Jimmy walked proudly through the crowd with his goat. Jimmy pulled it onto a platform, but the animal wasn't at all happy about this important ceremony. Everybody watched in silence as a man with a suit came onto the platform. He was carrying a gold crown. The man lifted the crown slowly and put it on the goat's head. Suddenly, everybody started to applaud and shout, "Long live the King of Killorglin!" The ceremony was over and Killorglin had a new goat king. Jimmy couldn't stop smiling. There was a lot of dancing, music and noise. Then Jimmy took the King of Killorglin home and drove the Parkers to the harbour on his horse and cart. They got on the last ferry to Kilmarney Island. The Parkers were beginning to enjoy their stay in Ireland. Clive and Mary went for a lot of walks on the beach. They enjoyed the peace and tranquility, and Clive decided to switch off his phone and relax. Brian was happy too.
he met some boys on the island, and they lent him a fishing rod. They showed him the best places to catch fish, and Mary cooked the fish for dinner. In the evenings, the family went to the pub. Mary loved the Irish dancing, and she learnt some new dance steps every night. On Saturday night, there was a dancing competition, and Mary won. She was very proud. Slowly, the Parkers were falling in love with Kilmarnie Island. London seemed like a different planet to them.